to another exciting edition of Heavenly Blessings with Linda Dillon, the channel for the Council of Love and author of The Great Awakening, and myself, Suzanne Maresca, sitting in for Graham Duye. This is the final chapter in our series of the Divine Qualities. And today we're very specially honored to have as our guest the Universal Mother Mary. I can't imagine a more qualified speaker on the quality of grace. The Council of Love defines grace as the quality of being a true and exact expression of the Divine Spirit and will, a state of beauty, of wholeness, of oneness. It is the final blessing in virtue, encompassing service and action. Feel free to join us with your questions and comments by calling 323-784-9697 and press 1 so I know you'd like to come on the air with us. We'll continue taking callers by area code, so when we're ready to start doing that, I'll say your area code and bring you on the air. I'm sure it never entered my imagination even a year ago that I might be gifted with the opportunity to speak with one from whom all creation comes and to ask questions as well. Even if I'm a fool on the air, I know my mother loves me, so my heart is calm and full, and I'm happy to step forward into the sunshine of her love. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Susie. And yeah, it's we must be on the same wavelength this morning, because as I was preparing, I was sitting here and meditating, or maybe muddling is a better word, and thinking, it's phenomenal that, in fact, what you can do is either go on your computer or pick up your phone and talk to Universal Mother Mary. Like, who would have thunk?
Really?
It's amazing.
It's
amazing.
I'm very grateful.
And it's, yeah, it's a huge gift. And I think sometimes we forget, because it has, and particularly during this series on the blessings and virtues, it's become, you know, our norm that we get to speak to these incredible beings or archangels.
Yeah.
But to be able to speak to Mother Mary, the Universal Mother, is really big. So
it really is big.
Yeah, and it's exciting.
It is exciting. I wonder if it would be helpful to remind people of who we're going to speak to. Do you think that everybody is already aware? Or
I think that that's a great idea. Because sometimes when we talk about Mother Mary, what people do is they go to either biblical reference or to Catholic reference.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Protestants don't have such an affinity for Mother Mary. But when we're talking about Mother Mary, the Universal Mother, we're really talking about a being that is the Divine Mother, that is the one of the faces and aspects or personifications of the Divine Mother. And one of the ways in which it's been explained to me, because the Divine Mother, when we go to that place and speak with her, she is certainly far beyond form. It's shapeless. It's sheer energy.
Yes.
And so when we talk to Universal Mother Mary, what it is the Divine Mother giving us a voice that we can connect to and speak to and have a conversation with. But it certainly isn't bound by any religious connotations, because she's literally, you know, the mother of all of us. We've all been birthed from the heart of the mother.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the energy that is being reborn right now upon the planet, is the divine feminine. And so the added bonus of talking to Universal Mother Mary is also that she has had this experience, can we say part of her has had this experience of being on the planet and being the human being.
Right.
So that as mother, as woman, as human, she can really understand and guide us about what this journey is about. You know, the other thing that hits me, and I guess this is going back to, you know, some of the early teachings that I received because I was raised Catholic. I don't call myself Catholic anymore. But Mary is one of the few beings that didn't die. She ascended. She took her body and took off.
Mm.
And I think we all tend to forget that, so that she was already this incredible interdimensional, multidimensional being. And when her time came, she just zipped away with her legions of angels off to what we didn't tend to term heaven, but really, I mean, back to her oneness. So there's also something very personal, because each of us, although we're not planning to take off and leave Gaia behind, that incorporation and that example of ascension is really clear with her.
Yes, yes. And that we can aspire to that, and it's not just a greater than, less than. It's they showed up to do this specifically to give us an example for what's possible for us.
Exactly. Yeah. That we, because we are of her, that anything that she has shown us, we are capable of.
Yes, it's true. And, you know, what's coming up for me right now is I have one reader who's been writing into the inbox for the Golden Age, and you know, there's been a lot of back and forth, and he's basically expressing his fear of losing his uniqueness and his suspicions about channeled information, and you know, it's all too feel good to be true, and et cetera, et cetera. I think that with grace, we can maintain our unique expression and still fit our divine blueprint perfectly. We already are that, and the work is in releasing the wounding events and what we think of as our story in order to claim what's always been ours. Skills and memories and light codes just waiting for activation.
Yes, it's funny, you know, because part of our story, and I'm not just referring to the person who's been writing into the blog, because I hear that sometimes as well, is part of our story is always for each of us is that we're special. I mean, that's almost a universal construct, and what of course, Steve Becko would call, you know, part of the constructed self, because it's part of how we come to give ourselves permission to have all these other special stories about ourselves. Right. And so when we talk about going into grace, which is really going into that place of unity, we get afraid, or our ego really gets afraid, that somehow, rather than expanding, we're going to be lost.
Right.
And just like in any family, you never see two kids who are exactly the same, not even twins.
Yeah.
So each of us has this divine spark, but each of those sparks is absolutely unique. One of the things, we're doing a course, a webinar online course, the Council of Love is, called The New You.
Mm-hmm.
And our starting point in that class, which has been fascinating, is what, and it comes from the first dimension, is what is the idea, because first dimension is where ideas are born. What was the idea of you? And if you take time to go back and just reflect or meditate or just receive that information, that reassures you of your uniqueness, because the idea of you is different than anybody else,
right.
You know, in this approaching 7 billion, I think.
Right.
On the planet, and far, far beyond, there isn't another you. And even your aspects or your parallel lives aren't exactly that unique you.
Yeah,
so,
it's about our experiences.
No. And it's not about losing that or losing anything.
Right.
It's about gaining.
Yes.
And moving into our, you know, our real creator self.
It's true. It can be hard to let go of the things that have been with us for the vast majority of our lives. And we identify with those things that hurt us and can hold on to them unconsciously, all the while lamenting the sorry state of our lives and wishing things were different. And I think if we just allow for the clearing to happen, you know, and let things go and just trust. And that's a biggie.
It's a biggie, but it's almost a, you know, very few requirements are made of us. But I think that's one of them. That's making peace with the third, is letting go of our stories.
Yeah.
And that, you know, sometimes we think our story is that we're unique and special because we've suffered so much, or that we, you know, have so many fine qualities. But the truth of the matter is that especially today and now as we finish up, because as we've gone through each of these divine qualities that incorporates a whole ton, each one of other divine qualities, we're all fully loaded and ready to go.
Fully loaded.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. That's cool. So is it time for a lovely pink meditation?
It is.
Fabulous.
And you've got it. The color of grace is this wonderful, gentle pink. So let's begin by relaxing. You know the drill by now. So relax into your chair or your bed, driver's seat, your office chair. And let go of the day. Let go of the week that lies ahead. Of all the concerns or worries or to-do list. And let's just open up all our chakras. From our crown to our third eye to our fourth eye. To our throat and our clavicle, our high heart and our heart. To our halion and our hara, our solar plexus. To our umbilical. To our sacral, our tummy, and to our root. And just feel each of those chakras, each of those energy centers that are portals to other realities, both within and without, gently open like the flowers of a rose, a beautiful pink sweetheart rose, kissed by dew, and the dawn light, and let them open and begin to spin. As you feel yourself come into a place of balance, of willingness and acceptance, and today we're going to work with the pink ray. And the pink ray, the angels of the pink ray, are the defenders of the throne of God. They are the most strong and most beautiful. and breathe pink. The pink of that soft, soft summer sky at sunset. The rosy glow on a baby's cheek. That beautiful pink rose. And breathe it in. And let it come down through each of your chakras. Opening and blessing. Because pink is the color of grace. And it will balance your spirit, your heart, and your will, your physical, your emotional, your mental bodies. Now come with me down to your heart. Feel all the energy sinking out of your head into your heart, into that place of love. And we're going to work with the Tri-Flame. And the Tri-Flame is composed of the Blue Diamond of the Universal Divine Mother, and the Gold Diamond of the Divine Masculine Father, and the Pink Diamond burning brightly in the middle of your sweet self, of the anchoring of who you are, the wholeness, the totality, the uniqueness of who you are. So feel that Tri-Flame with the blue on one side on your right and the pink diamond in the middle and the golden flame diamond on the left. And breathe pink and strengthen that sense of who you are and that complete alignment with the state of grace. Deeper. And feel these burn brightly. And feel at the base of these Tri-Flames that they are intertwined and interwoven, braided, coming out the back of your heart, down into your spinal central column, and going down your spine, out your root, connecting with the heart of Gaia. And feel that connection. And ask that mother to hold your braid, your Tri-Flame for you, so that you will be fully anchored as we go forward. And then feel the braid go upwards, up through your throat, through your head, through your crown, up to the heart of the Divine Mother. and ask her to hold this braid for you. This beautiful blend of your pink and her blue and the Father's gold, so that you will always be anchored in her love as well. Another deep breath of pink. And allow the fullness of your magnificence, of your soul design, of the beauty of who you are to come through. Greetings, I am Mary. I am Mary. Mm-hmm. Universal Mother, Mother of Love, Mother of Hope, Mother of Change, Mother of Constancy, and Mother of each of you, my beloved angels, of every hue and color, of every ray. I embrace you. I do not simply embrace a piece of you, a part of you. I do not simply touch your hand or hug your shoulders. Sweet angels of light, I embrace the totality of your being. And as Mother, I marvel at your design and magnificence, and how you have come to demonstrate this in this reality, in this form, and in this time of the unfoldment of the divine plan, of my plan and your plan within that plan. It is not that there is a plan in some distant future, and I will let you know when it is time to activate it. No, sweet angels. The time and your time, our concept of time, is now. I come this day not simply to bless you and to give you grace, but to reawaken within you that state of knowingness, that state of being in the state of grace. It is being in alignment with who you are. Not just with one or two or three aspects of your beautiful self, but with the wholeness. Now, whether you acknowledge it or not, you have brought the totality and the wholeness of your sacred self to Gaia into form at this time. So it is not something that you need to retrieve, this state of grace, because it is integral to who you are. And it has been activated years ago when I have given you the gift of the pink diamond, and I give it to you again this day. I amplify it. I ignite it. I blow on the embers of your soul and your desire that it will burn brightly in your expression of who you are. Yes, you are the child of creation. You are the child of my heart and my being. But sweet angels, I did not clone myself. I birthed you. And in that birthing was the birth of a new idea, a new form, an expression that you chose to reflect my glory, my beauty, and your love for me. That is what service and action is really about. It is about your expression of your love for me. And within that, inseparable and immutable, is the love that you carry for your sacred self. And tucked within that is my love that I have embedded within thee. There are many upon the planet who do not choose to know me. I do not take grievous offense at this, because even within the most stratified being is the yearning for connection and for love, and particularly for a mother's love. So it is part not only of your, what we can call your spiritual DNA, it is also part of your physical DNA. This desire for love and nurturing, to both give and to receive. It is part of your being to be able to be strong enough to carry others, not merely in the womb, but to literally carry others. Now, is that a lifelong journey? And when I say this, I do not cancel out compassion, because that is never the purpose, is to steal another's journey. But when necessary, and when an act of love, of course you allow another to lean on you. That is what family does. And similarly, you can lean on others. Now, there are some of you who would say, no, Mother, I can't. I have been disappointed time and time again. I can depend on no one. I have no one to lean on. Well, I say to you, child, don't be ridiculous. Do not cling to such radical illusion. Of course, there are others, human others, that you may lean upon and who stand clearly in the state of grace, who do not require reciprocity or payment, but who simply support and love you and nurture you because of who you are. And similarly, there are those that you will always cherish, no matter what they do, because you know that actions that are not of love or appear to be out of alignment are simply situations that require healing and tenderness, and not less love, but more love. The state of grace, this wondrous essence, includes, incorporates all blessings and virtues, joy and truth and awe and wisdom and charity. And it is yours. So I come this day to speak to you not about how I carry all of these qualities, but how you do. It is never a matter, never a matter of you becoming whole. You emerge from my heart as whole, and you are still whole. You always have been, and you always will be. Are there situations in the human and star journeying where you have experienced feelings or situations or impressions about yourself that made you think or believe that you were less than whole? Yes. But it is not truth. It is false humility. It does not carry the element of purity. When we speak of this blessing and virtue of grace, it is the acceptance, the heart acceptance, translated into heart consciousness of your wholeness and totality and your alignment with divine spirit and will. It is your acceptance that you are creator and co-creator, and particularly during this time of ascension, that you are co-creator not only of your own Nova being, but of Nova Earth and Nova Gaia, Terra Gaia. Can it feel at moments too big to wrap your arms around? Oh, I hope so. Because you are huge. Your physical form is shifting, and you are incorporating and incorporating and incorporating not only the blessings and virtues, the divine qualities, but deeper and new understanding of universal law, of creation, and most importantly, of what you desire as a reflection of your unique self. What is the expression of your love for me? Now I say to thee, the expression of my love for you is infinite and eternal. And there is not an hour or a day that goes by that I do not create something for you to wonder and to feel awe over. And most often, it is not just the diversity of Gaia, although that is splendid. It is the sense of awe with each other and with yourself, with inspiration, ideas, fulfillment of what you wish, and the translation of your wholeness, your commitment to service, which is simply an expression of your love, into action. I emphasize the action because to be grace, there has need to be action. And you say, well, Mother, you say to me to be in a state of beingness, of stillness. And yet you speak of action. And yes, sweet angels, that is what you are learning. And it is also what you are becoming. It is to be in the place of stillness and peace, of unity, connectedness, and balance, while still expressing yourself in action. And it is not merely action that you think, and I emphasize think, that will be pleasing to me. It is action that is fulfilling and exciting and wondrous to you. Because if it is wondrous to you, it will be wondrous to me. Too often, particularly as you have been breaking the paradigms of the old third, you fall into the older pattern of martyrdom. I will do this for the mother. I will do this for Michael. I will do this for Gabriel. We are capable of doing much. And we often will do for each of thee. But our joy expands into infinity when you are doing what gives you joy. It expands, it reflects, and it resonates throughout the entire multiverse. So being in the state of grace, incorporating grace, is not you being solemn and thinking that you are holy. It is being playful and joyful and full of creation and creative inspiration, ideas, and action. Now, dear heart, I will stop because you have need to ask your questions.
Oh, I would never want to stop you, Mother. I really so appreciate you speaking to us in this way and being available, and it's just really wonderful, and I'm very grateful. Okay, so before now, and once again, my ideas of grace were slightly different than what we're discussing today. But before now, it felt as though grace has been a divine dispensation of sorts, an extra gift from God. So the expression, "there but for the grace of God go I," speaks to that aspect. We see someone suffering in some way, and we're grateful that we aren't in the same position, but we recognize that without grace, we might be. Does that mean the person suffering is without grace? I know the answer to that question is no, and that we call in what experiences we desire on some level to have. I guess my question is about trying to understand the avenues by which grace travels. How is grace bestowed upon one and not all?
Grace is bestowed upon all. Now, what you are really talking about, and as your mother, I will make this very practical. What you are saying is, how do I get a second, a third, a fourth helping? And it is probably ice cream, no? So, each of you has been born, birthed, not only from my heart, but when you have entered into this world, regardless of the circumstances of conception, you have been born in a state of grace, completely and wholly. And grace is not to be confused with innocence. Is innocence present? Yes. But grace is the blessing of being in your totality and your wholeness, and in alignment with God, with one, with Source, with me. That is why so many babies and infants cry blue murder. They arrive and they say, "Oh no, I had no idea." It is a very hard adjustment.
Okay.
Even for the happiest of babies who has incarnated and realized that they are with the soul family, they are with those they chose, but it is still a tremendous, tremendous adjustment. And then there is the feeling of discomfort as the vastness of who you are is trying to be contained or expressed, not contained, expressed in a very small form.
Mm-hmm.
So let us begin with that, your divine spark, which then comes into form, contains grace. Now, as I have said, and it is true for all the blessings and virtues, but grace does tend to be in a category, shall we say, of its own. There is a desire, a drive, instinctual drive, to get, to obtain, to maintain more and more and more grace. Because innately you know that that is the full sense and condition, state of being, in connection, in unity with all.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what happens, and this is exactly what has transpired in your old third dimension, you forgot. You forgot that you already had this grace within you. And that is why I have given you first the blue diamond to heal, and then the pink diamond to awaken. The gold diamond is to action. But you have forgotten. And so it feels that you are bereft, that you are in a state of yearning and sometimes of pain, and you pray, you ask, you request, you beg, you scream for the blessing of grace. Knowing that that infusion of our energy will reignite and add to, so it is not just reignition, it is also an add-on, a fill-up, as you would, that the grace will then flourish. So grace, and the blessing of grace is like watering a flower. Your soul thirsts for grace, the same way your body thirsts for water. And it is an expression not of desperation, although there are moments when the prayer is said in desperation. It is actually an expression of knowingness of the importance of reconnection, realignment. So you are saying, please pour grace upon me, upon my loved ones, upon this situation, upon the planet, so that it will not only reawaken, it will realign us with the divinity of all, with the order of the universe, with the infinite love, with the essence of all. So, how do you obtain more grace? Well, the starting point is remembering that you already have a storehouse of this quality. But you do it through your expressions of love.
Mm.
Now, what are those expressions of love? Yes, you can sit and you can pray and you can make pilgrimages to Fatima or to India or to Machu Picchu. It matters not, because you are asking for the blessings of grace. And that is one way, because what it does is silence your soul and ego in order to receive But truly, the way in which you are designed to receive the blessings of grace is through your actions. So your actions have need to be, it is quite simple, loving, kind, generous, charitable, humble, pure, even expressions of fortitude, of patience, of piety. These are the ways that you build your reserves, shall we say, and therefore your expressions of grace, because grace is not simply dormant. As you build your grace, and it is infinite, it is the ability to expand infinitely. As you do that, it spills over. So not only are you doing an action that is of love, it is also giving whomever you are working with, or the collective, grace as well. So that is how you do it. Now, there are times when I watch you, all of you, and you will grudgingly do something. I'll do it because I think I have to, or because it's the right thing to do. But you do not do it with a joyful, loving heart or attitude. Well, that does not build your warehouse of grace. Because what you are doing is you are back to that place of martyrdom. You are back to that vasana that you are suffering, that you are somehow lacking, so that you have to earn or do in order to earn love. And that is not of truth. And so rather than do something, even grudgingly, stop. And simply think, do I choose to do this? Can I do this? And the answer is always yes. Can I do this in a kind and loving, nurturing and tender manner? Strength. What you think of as your warrior self is gentle and kind. It does not bully, it does not force. It coaxes and caresses and embraces. That is how peace comes about. It does not come about from manipulation and control. It comes through the gentle embrace and acceptance of the wonder of differences. And eventually, the celebration of those differences. Now, there are times when there is simply a plea and a prayer in a moment of the dark hour of the soul, or the falling into a place of desperation or despair, when one of you turns to me and asks for a blessing of grace. It is always, always given. Not when it is asked as an escape clause, but when it is genuinely part play. Because what grace does, because of the alignment factor, is it literally eradicates what you perceive as hardship. Now mark what I say. This form of action and request eradicates your belief that you are in hardship. So it is one of the most rapid ways in which to simply leave the old third behind. Is this clear?
It is. So basically, acts of love will open our perceptions to recognize the grace that's already present.
And add on.
Mm-hmm.
Because what it does is it builds. Just like joy. You do not say, now I have joy, and I am in a state of joy. Because it is infinite.
Mm-hmm.
My nature, my beloved ones, is infinite. It does not have beginning or end, or what you think of as boundaries or edges. It is infinite. So your joy, your grace, also has the capacity, the innate capacity, to be infinite because you are born of me. Now you have all had examples of beings that you think embody grace. Mother Teresa, Saint Francis, his twin. There are people that you look at, you say they are graceful, but what do you really mean by that? You are full of grace. It is a quality also that expresses as beauty. Because it cannot be anything but beauty. So grace grows and grows and grows. And it is also a very active divine quality, blessing and virtues, and it is one that will catapult you to these higher realms that you are all so desirous of achieving, and that we are anxious for you to get on with as well.
May I ask, Mother, it feels to me that there's an extra helping of grace available now to anyone willing to release the wounds and false beliefs of the past, like what used to take maybe years of therapy, might now, by your grace, be resolved with intention and sincerity.
That is correct. It does not need it to take years or months. There is a universal law called instantaneous transmission and transmutation. And if there is a correlation between this law, it is with grace. And what it is yes, as you have said earlier, this blessing of dispensation. And we are talking over and above the gift of karmic dispensation that we have discussed here in this wonderful Heavenly Blessings before. But if you ask for the dispensation of grace, and it is the removal of what you think, or your ego, or your history, or your vasanas have made you believe is your burden, you can be released from these very rapidly. Now, we do not say that there are not situations where the human beings wish to engage in therapy, in counseling. But it was never meant to be an end in itself. This is where part of your healing modalities have gone awry. It is not about keeping the vasana, the issue, the pain, the suffering, the hurt alive. It is about elimination. And so it is important that the willingness, that alignment, because in divine will there is no desire for pain, for lack. So it is the alignment in grace with who you really are. And who you really are, whether you are hybrid or human or earthkeeper, you are angels of grace.
That's wonderful. So, Mother, may I ask that we, could we take some callers, maybe?
I would be pleased to speak to many of my children.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Okay, so let's see. Area code 778. Are you with us?
Yes, I'm Therese Kaiser in Vancouver, Coast Salish Territory, British Columbia.
Welcome.
And it feels like that's what's happening to me. It's like my heart is just bursting with explosions of surprises of life and like it takes all shapes. And this past week, one of the surprises, it felt like I felt the force, it feels like my heart is opening up in ways I can't even have words. And it's like I was feeling the most beautiful galactic energy massage. And it's like tingles everywhere, and that my soul is spread out throughout the multiverse. And on the third time, it's like I had crystal clear. It's like I says, Mommy, I missed you. And did I meet you? Is it that you that I saw crystal clear?
You have received a vision and a blessing that you have asked for, child.
Yeah.
And it will continue because you have chosen as an action to continue. So yes, go with my love and go in grace.
It's like all the pains and nightmares, and I would never wish my life on anyone, is turning inside out, upside down, and backwards, and becoming unconditional love at that point of pain. And it just explodes, and I'm in bliss.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you so much for calling.
Okay.
Have an awesome day.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, so area code 248. Are you with us? Hello?
Oh, yes, I am.
Hello.
This is Delina, and I almost feel as though you've given so much already that I need to just simply put that into action. And I thank you for your time. So thank you. So
love
I will let someone else take the calls. Thank you.
Oh, have you got a question?
Well, I did, but I feel like I have to answer it myself, so I'll work on it. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Oh, interesting. Okay. How about
Katrina? It is important because what this little angel understands is that the answers are within.
Yes.
They are not hidden. They are not mysteries of the universe. For those mysteries are revealed to you in miraculous ways right now.
Okay, another caller then. All right, so, Catania, are you with us?
Yes, hello, it's me, David.
Hello, welcome.
Hello, Suzanne. Hello, Linda, and hello, dear mother. So, you answered many, many of my questions that I had. So, maybe you can still gift me with a, well, maybe action-orientated meditation to bring grace more and more into my life, to embody grace. And after that, when we have time, maybe I can ask another question. But this is my first one, a grace meditation.
It is quite simple, dear heart. Simply feel yourself invoke the infinite grace that is within and without, above and below. Open your crown, your heart, and allow yourself to be filled with the pink, with the gentlest pink imaginable, because grace is soft. It is powerful, but it is soft and gentle. Think of it this way. There are blessings and qualities that feel like the ocean and the power of those waves. Grace is the dappled sunlight through a deep forest. It is the quiet stream running over a bed of rocks in the quiet of that forest. It is the stillness that comes upon you when you see a deer and you remain perfectly still. Seeing the beauty, the grace. So take these qualities, these visuals, these feelings, and allow them to fill every corridor of your being, every fiber, every cell. Allow yourself to become pink. Not to the exclusion of your beautiful ray, but to simply merge and marry with the state of grace. That is how you may do this.
Okay, you have another question?
Thank you. I also want to express my gratitude for my girlfriend. She's a really wonderful, well, she's like a symbol or reflection of you in my life, and I am really, really grateful for that. I give you my blessings, if it also works the other way around. And I, well, maybe the last thing you could speak about is there a connection, or what connection is there between humility and the opening to grace?
You cannot be in a state of grace if you have not embraced and incorporated humility. Because to be in the state of grace is to be in a state of union with me, dear heart. I have said that it is being in unity, but it is also being in union with my heart and yours. So humility is that ability to know that you have need for connection, and the expression of connection in service. It is not a coincidence that the ray of humility is red, and then it fades with the light into the pink. So they are intricately connected.
Okay. Thank you for calling, David.
Thank you very much. Blessings to you all.
Have a wonderful day. Okay.
Thank you, you too.
Okay, area code 970, are you with us?
Good morning, it's Judy. Thank you so much. Thank you, Mary, so much. Good morning. I'm usually right on the always just feeling the grace and so enlivened by that. And this morning I'm the bottom of the barrel, and I don't know if it's a vessel or if it's just the state of my financial condition. Could you speak to that? I've relished everything you've said this morning. I'm feeling like I need something, another little boost.
Have you heard, dear one, when I have said to thee, when you allow yourself to be refilled and refilled and refilled with the knowing and the gentleness of grace, that your idea, and yes, it is a vasana, of hardship will disappear. You are, and I say this to you, but I say it to many. Now, I am not suggesting to you, because I am a practical mother as well, I'm not asking you to pretend that there is not financial, lack of financial wherewithal at the moment. And this is true for so many of you. But what I am asking you to do is to go to this place and ask yourself, and I will answer you, why on any level would I feel, believe, or hold on to that situation where I feel that I do not deserve support? Because that is all that money is. What is it that I have need to source, look at, let go of, that makes me think, and I use the word ego think, that I cannot create and be in alignment with the abundance that not only is the divine intention, but your intention. Let go this limitation idea is a construct, a personality construct of the third dimension. And it goes to the belief that you are in control, that you are being controlled by outside forces of greed, and to a certain extent of limitation and hatred, or that you deserve punishment. And none of that is of truth. So I fill you with grace and let it wash away this sense of hardship. And do it with me, all of you, right now. Let it end in this moment, in your time, and in this space. Let it be done.
Thank you.
Thank you. You have a great day.
Farewell.
Thank you for calling. Sweet. Okay, area code 203. Are you with us?
I am. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Dearest Mother, thank you so much for being here with us on a daily basis. I think this morning I'm looking for a nudge from you. I'm feeling stuck when it comes to getting myself out into the world and expressing myself. And I think I have a lot to give. I just am not sure how to take those first steps and what I should do. I'm at a stage of life where I have this opening where I can do, where I can give of myself out there. I'm just not sure which avenue to take. And I just need a nudge. I need some help.
And I am pleased to give it. Now here is the nudge. Outrageous joy. Humility. And truth. Compassion. But it starts, dear heart, with the joy. You have, and you all have, again, your unique expression of your love for me. Now I know, and I have always known, how deeply you love me. And you have always known how deeply I love and cherish you, all of you. So what are we waiting for? It is fear. It is not deserving joy, being afraid of being ridiculed and judged. That is old. That is past life history. Let it go. Who cares if someone who is stuck in the old third dimension has an opinion of you? Who cares? And if you do not demonstrate and move in the world, how do you ever reach these beings to say, you can change your opinion? And you are not asking of them that you are changing your opinion of you, but of themselves. that is the only reason why someone judges you harshly. It is because they are insecure. They are frightened. They are afraid that you are reflecting to them the truth and the fearless courage and valor of doing what you know to be true and what gives you joy. So it is service and it is action, but it is not done behind the scenes. For some of you, your job is to work behind the scenes, but even behind the scenes, you have need to be in outrageous joy. This is so exciting that I can't wait to get to it today. Not tomorrow, not next week, but right now. So I am in my physical body, excited. I am brushing my teeth, combing my hair, and taking on the world. It is offering yourself. And you say, well, how do I do that? What if nobody wants me? Dear heart, go to the missions. Go to the homeless shelters. Go to the place of addictions. Go to the hospitals where the crack babies cry in need. There are plenty of places for you to begin. Go to the abused children, the women who suffer in silence, and simply offer your love and your talents, your unique talents. But first, the love.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Go forth, dear heart. Go forth right now.
Okay.
Have a wonderful
Thank
day.
You.
Okay, we only have a couple minutes left, so I'm going to try and take another caller, maybe two. If you could try and keep it brief, that would be wonderful. And this next caller, I think, is a Skype caller. So 111, are you there with us? Hello? Hello, hello? Okay, never mind. All right, let's try 212. Are you with us?
Yes.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Mother, I just wanted to ask you, I'm worried about my parents, and I really don't know if I should go back or how to help them. And there's a lot of fear coming up in me these days in my practice, and if there's any advice you could give me, please.
There most certainly is. And your love for your parents is known. And do not think, sweet angel, that they are not attended to as well. Would they be joyous to have you home? Of course. Is it necessary? No. Give your fear, all of you, give your fear and uncertainty to me. You do not need to carry it. Let me take it from you and gift you with grace, with ease, with the knowing of the rightness of your journey. Will you do that for me?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Mother. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for
Bless
calling.
Bless you, child.
Thank you.
Oh, Mother, thank you so much for being with us and sharing your grace and beauty and wisdom and and all that you are, and I love you with all my heart, and I am totally at your service. Is there anything that you would like to close with in these last few minutes?
I want you to know of my never-ending love. I am not a distant mother. I am with you.
Always.
Go with my love. Farewell.
Thank you, Mother. Farewell. Oh, how wonderful. So, Linda?
Hi, it's Linda.
Hi, welcome back.
She's prodding me, encouraging me on YouTube. Years ago, I made a little video, and it's called Mary's Gift of Removal.
Mm.
And it literally is an action, which is why I videoed it, so we can give Mary our burden and then bring in the blessing. So if you go to the Council of Love on YouTube, and there's a few of them, but watch the one that is Mary's Gift of Removal and just bring in the grace and let it be. I also want to thank everybody who let me know that the NovaSchool.net site wasn't working. Mm-hmm. So that's under repair, but thank you for bringing it to our attention.
Oh,
this has just been wonderful.
It has indeed been wonderful, and the reminders and just all the greatness. And I just want to say at this last, a few weeks ago on the show, I mentioned that I've been making whale tails, but I didn't give any information on how to find them. And that came to my attention when a resourceful listener found my website on her own and ordered a tail, which she loves. And I really love making them. And I invite the Ascended Masters and Archangels and the whales and dolphins and, of course, the Divine Mother to join with me in the creation process. And this is my way of taking action. So even though I'm enjoying the process immensely, I do feel that it's work and service, sharing the energies in a unique way. And the website is whaletailsbysusie.com. So if you feel inspired, please go check it out.
And it's Susie with a Z, right?
S-U-Z-I. Yeah, whaletails, plural, by S-U-Z-I.com.
And I have to tell you, the whales, did we talk last week about the elephants?
Yeah, and the rhinos, yeah.
Yes, well, anything, we were told a long time ago by the mother, that anything that has calves holds the energy of the Divine Mother.
Wow.
And so the whales, and I have one of Susie's whale tails, and I love it. But anything that has calves has that energy of the Divine Mother. So when you say that it's an expression of your love for her, you're dead on the money.
Yes. Thanks so much, Linda. Love you.
I love you too. Bye, everybody. See you next week.